Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
What issues around your house are staring you in the face this weekend?
Do I get the sanded grout or the unsanded grout?
The last 3 or 4 years, I've been fighting mildew issues.
Hello, good morning, how you doing?
Whatever questions you have.
This isn't real earth-shattering.
Lou is here to help.
I'm only taking earth-shattering questions. Can you give me an earth-shattering question?
Waking up, shaking yesterday's blues, yeah.
Yeah, here it comes.
Right here on House Smarts Radio.
It's a brand new day.
Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN.
The rest of my life gonna start today.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Good morning, Lindsay. Nice to see you this morning.
You're all
packered out. You still have your pride in your pack. You got your packer sweatshirt on this morning, which is nice. I'm not wearing anything Bears until next year. I'm still angry.
It's safe for her to wear it today.
Right. It's, you know, although, Joe, I don't know if I texted you this. Don Kleppen, you're a Bears fan?
Packers, actually.
Really?
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Born in Wisconsin.
We'll have to do a little two-on-two.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Joe, I think you're gonna have to do one on one, Joe, with me. I'm kind of, you know, I got a bad back. It's not good.
Play
Joe.
Quarterback.
You're gonna have to all time. How about all time coach?
Yeah, there you go.
You know how they do all time quarterback? I'm gonna be. What's Lou? He's all time coach. Yeah, you look good out there. Keep going. Okay, come on, Don. Dig.
Hustle.
Hustle. Come on. What's his name? Jared Payton. After they lost, was on WGN television, and he said that, you know, he was kind of shaking his head. He's a handsome young man, and he was talking about his son, how sad his son was. Get this. Next year, 34 years since the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Mm.
Wouldn't that be sweet?
Ah,
if that was the year we won.
34, that would be ultimate.
Did he bring that up or did you?
He did.
Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
That is
nice
cool.
Little tribute.
Would that be something? And, you know, as we, you know, Joe, you've covered sports for a long time. Don, you're a sports fan as well. Not easy to get into the playoffs.
Mm-mm.
And everything has to go right. And, I mean, certainly the Packers did not have the season that they wanted, and they're always the one in the NFC North, actually, that you're worried about. And I would still be worried about them. I will never bet against Aaron Rodgers. I just think the guy's a winner. And, you know, my personal opinion is he got that injury in the Bears game in the first game of the season was what really he just never recovered from it because he was just never the same. And they had a bunch of problems on the team with injuries, too. That's the problem with the NFL, right?
Mm-hmm.
Injuries.
Yes.
And the Bears were pretty healthy, right?
They could have used a couple players on last Sunday, but for the most part during the regular season, they were.
So, anyway, I'm not going to wear anything Bears for the rest of the year until...
the city's still kind of in mourning.
Right, yeah. I'm still in mourning.
For sure.
Cody Parkey.
You got to show your support.
Yeah?
Don't you think?
It's true.
Yes, but it's still difficult. It's still difficult to wake up in the morning.
Come on.
This is when you really need to
see what happens when you say good morning to Lindsay.
Right. Oh, you have no idea. It is like we drive, you know, because we come in so early together, we drive in together because she lives north of me. And then she jumps in the car and we drive in together. And really, for me, it's my quiet time because she does all the talking.
I'm a morning person.
You are. That's for sure.
Lucky for you.
This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by Ace Hardware and by Fox Home Center. Nice to have you all here with us. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Some fun stuff coming up today. Our Noodaloo 2 is, we're going to kind of, with the Noodaloo 2s, we're going to scale back a little bit. Because one of the things that Lindsay and I talk about, we do get inundated with a lot of stuff, but I want to start bringing it more, maybe once a month when it's stuff that's really interesting or different and not be forced sometime to, you know, bring you some slow cooker, you know, that is just okay.
Well, and the thing is, everything right now is smart.
It's the same thing over and over again.
Cool stuff, but a lot of it is like, it's a smart this, a smart that.
You can plug it into this, and it works with Alexa, and blah, 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 blah. So, anyway, today's is really cool, so much so that this morning when we were featuring it on our New York show, I couldn't get Lindsay to stop looking at it. That'll be coming up a little bit later on this morning. And then from the CES show, talking about something that's smart and attractive and useful, GE is looking for all of that in your grandmother. Stay tuned for that coming up at 8:35. But first, let's get to your phone calls. Let's talk to Dan, who is in Lake Geneva. Yeah. Dan, good morning. You're Lake on WGN.
Geneva, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, 28 degrees, dead calm, no frost. Hey,
thank you for the weather report.
We live in a cute little Wausau home, prefab.
Nice.
And I got hot water heat. It's a Burnham America little, cute little, and we love it. The problem is, you can set your watch by hearing the T-stat click on, the burner click on, and all of a sudden you hear boom. And 15 seconds later you hear another boom. And I've had the Wizards of Smart come by, and we can't figure it out. It makes the cat jump off the bathroom floor.
Is this the original Burnham boiler that came with the home?
Yeah, you want to call it a boiler. I call it hot water heat. I was a stationary engineer at College of DuPage.
Right, okay. Right.
And the gauges rattle a little bit, but it could be the flue expanding, or there could be some copper pipe running around. But after the booms, you can't tell that the heat's on in the house. It's perfectly quiet. It's not like forced air, of course.
Right. Now,
I'm thinking it's a pressure. I got 38 PSI in the basement and 50 on the first floor. I thought these things were supposed to run at like 15 PSI.
Yeah, the pressure seems high because it's about, usually you see them around 20, 25. Now, do you have any zones in the system or is it one thermostat?
Yeah, just a basement. Yeah, I got a basement, T-stat and valve, and then the first floor. I've tried both, turn both off and on, and it just goes boom.
What has anybody looked at the expansion tank?
Yes, I had it replaced once. They said it was full of mud. It could be again.
Okay, let me ask you this: Where is the expansion tank loaded? Installed rather.
Right.
Is it on the inlet? Is it before the pump or after the pump?
We're getting technical now. Can't answer that. It's above the boiler.
Okay.
I
just read, this is what I do. I just read an article about boilers, and one of the things was we was talking about the point of no pressure loss, which is a theory that was created by this boiler guy, Gill somebody, back in the 60s, and it's become this sort of industry standard about when a boiler goes in and it gets filled with water. But there's a theory about where the expansion tank should be. And the conventional wisdom, going back to this Gill guy, is that the expansion tank should be on the back side of the pump. So when you go look at this thing, however it's piped, it should be the expansion tank and it pipes into the pipe, and then that pipe goes into the pump, which then the pump goes through the through the boiler in and out.
Yeah.
If it's on the other side, the argument is that it can be noisy. Now, based on what you're telling me in the age of that boiler, if you had an expansion tank full of mud, my first thing would be that it's the expansion tank. Right. But that pressure that you have should be consistent from zone to zone, because you should have two gauges for those two zones, I would guess. But that you shouldn't have 58 pounds one place and
38.
Yeah,
and 38,
it should be consistent, and that probably needs to be balanced out, Dan. And then we need somebody to come out and take a look at the pumps as well, and then the expansion tank for you and find out if it's mounted on the backside of the pump before it goes into the boiler. I know. I don't know what happened. I'm watching some sports, Bulls maybe, because, you know, you don't have to watch for long. And I'm reading an article about hot water heat and hydronics and the history. And all of a sudden I keep digging in and digging in. And at one point I turned to myself and said, what am I doing? But then I'm reading it going, someone's going to call and I'm going to be able to talk about this. It's like this keeps happening to me.
Again?
Yeah.
This is bizarre.
It's weird. I'm like, I'm going to become a tea reader. Lou Manfredini, I'll read your poems coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Max, and you're listening to my dad, Lou Manfredini, on House Much Radio. Pick up the phone and give him a call. He's really helpful.
Hey, and he's not just saying that because it's his dad. Give Lou a call with any and all of your home improvement questions right here on House Smarts Radio. On the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I think he is saying that because I'm his dad. He's just like, I better say something nice. I'm the guy that says, you got to go to bed at this time. Morning. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Nick is in Zion. Nick, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm well, sir. How can I help you?
Well, we have a walk-in vinyl shower, and over the years, we clean it every week, but the grime just kind of builds up a little bit on the stippled surface on the bottom of the shower. How can we get this out?
You mean it's like an acrylic?
Yes, yes.
And so most of the buildup of the grime is on the base?
Yep.
All right. You have a cordless drill?
Yes.
All right. Go to you're in Zion, don't you? You got a good. You don't have an ace in Zion, but you have one in Waukegan, don't you?
We have one in Zion too.
Oh, yeah. You do. All right. Yep. Go there. Hopefully, they carry something called a drill brush, and basically, what it is, it's a round disc that comes in different diameters, but it's a round disc with a bunch of nylon bristles on the end of it. And it is the greatest invention since sliced bread. And you would think that these things have been around for a long time, but they have been commercially, not for most people. You're going to put it on the end of your cordless drill. And you're going to take a little, actually what I really like to use is, you know the product OxyClean?
Yes.
All right. You're going to put a little of that powder on the base and put a little bit of water on there, just a little, and then use that drill brush to scrub it really well. Okay, let the cordless drill do all the work. And you're going to do that, do the walls, get it all nice and clean. And then you're going to be like, wow, this looks amazing. Then, while you're at that same hardware store, I want you to buy a product called Wet and Forget Shower.
Okay.
Comes in a bottle with a squirt bottle. Once a week, before you get out of your you know, you can step out if you want. If you want to do it naked, that's fine. You're going to spray the top a little bit and spray the bottom and let that just kind of drip down the walls of the shower and get onto the floor. Do that once a week. And when you get back in the shower the next time, you kind of rinse it off, you know, kind of splash the water around, and you won't have that buildup of grime anymore.
Okay, great.
You're a good man.
Well, thank you very much.
You got to have a great day. Appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200. Rick is in Naperville. Rick, good morning. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou. How you doing?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
Look, about 6 months ago, we bought a new washer and dryer. And ever since then, when we run the washer, the pipes rattle. Not loud enough that you could hear it. If you're sitting in the family room or wherever, you hear the pipes rattle. And I did get the air out of lines. I tried that, and that didn't work. What else could I possibly do?
Have you cleaned out the screens on the supply hoses to the washer?
Well, I think when they installed the washer, I thought they were new supply hoses.
No, right. But what happened is they may have shut, and even you, when you shut the water off, you loosen up some sediment. Here's what I would do. You can see those hoses, right, going into the back of that unit?
Yes.
And do you have a couple of stops that you can turn off to right there, you know, like shutoffs?
Shut the water, yes.
Right, not the whole house, just right there.
Okay, yeah.
Shut those off. Unscrew those hoses. You'll get a little water dripping, so maybe put a beach towel or something down there. And then I want you to take a look on the side where you hook it up. It's like a garden hose, right? There's a screen there, a filter screen. I bet it's clogged. And clean all that out. Make sure the hose is completely clean. Put it back on there. Turn it back on and see if that's better. That if that does not work, that whole thing that you did about, you know, got the air out of the lines.
Yes.
When you did that procedure where you, you know, you shut the water off and open up the valves, did you happen to flush the toilets too?
No, I did not.
Yeah, you got to get it all out. And so that flushing of the toilet is kind of the secret sauce in that one too. So if what I just did, you know, changing out and cleaning out the hoses, once you do that, if it doesn't improve, I want you to do the cleaning out of the system one more time. Shut it all off, open up all the valves, drain it all out, flush the toilets, then close everything and fill it back up again.
You know, I didn't, when I did flush out, I did not do the Silcox on the outside. Should I have done that also?
The Silcox I'm not worried about. If you've got a basement drain and you open that up and the upstairs, if you got an upstairs to drain it out, that's fine. But the toilets are key. Silcox outside, don't worry about.
All right. Thanks, Bill. I appreciate it, and have a good day.
You too, sir. I appreciate you calling this morning. 7:46 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after this.
This is Nick Offerman. Now for some more. This is Nick Offerman. Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WD. Son of a... Now back to some good, clean fun with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
I follow Nick Offerman on Instagram, you know, and I guess he was in England, maybe? And he's taking a selfie, and he's got a big beard, and he's like, this behind me is the Bridge of Spies. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. And then a couple hours later, he goes, apparently this is the Bridge of Spies. Missed it by that much. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. I mentioned to you that we're going to kind of slow down a little bit on the New to Lou Twos to kind of bring you stuff that we think is really unique and special. What we have today, I think, fits that mold. It's something that we found that is really an interesting decor type item that you can have a lot of fun with. Take a listen.
This weekend's New to Lou 2 is bright. It's vibrant. It's got a lot of personality. It's the Nanoleaf Canvas. What the heck is that? Well, it's kind of like lit up artwork on your wall. It not only gives your room personality, but it also makes the space interactive and fun. It might be a little pricey, a little extravagant, but it could perhaps be one of the most unique things in your home. Daylight. The Nanoleaf Canvas altogether makes a powerful statement with the ability to touch panels, basically tiles, to change colors or set up a rhythm scene. You're going to probably start out with the starter kit. Actually, they call it the Smarter Kit, which includes 9 touch-sensitive square light panels that are about, 5x5? And individually support 16 million colors. You can hook it up to an app, but hey, you don't even need to do that. You can control it all from the tile. Keep it one color. You could make it multicolors. You could even make it rock out to whatever music or TV show or game you might be playing or watching. You've kind of got to see it to believe it. Check out Lou's Facebook page. The Smarter Kit starts at $248. You can add tiles if you want. You can make it small. You can make it huge, covering a whole wall, a whole ceiling. We put some cool pictures and a little video up on Lou's Facebook page, so be sure to check it out. Or you can visit them at nanoleaf.me to get a little bit more information. That's this week's New to Lou 2.
It's a neat idea. It's a really cool. They look like ceramic tiles that you click together, as Lindsay mentioned, 5x5, and then 4 different colors within each tile. But then four tiles, individual tiles separated into light within the tile, but myriad of colors that change. So multiple colors can occur in each tile, but you click them together, There is a cord that you plug in, and it can. The reason she loves the Deo banana song is that it listens to you. One of the settings is it listens to you speak. We had it set up in the studio, and as I was talking, it was like flashing colors, like it's responding to your voice.
Right.
But you can also touch it and make
or
it do different
song
things.
That you're singing.
Right, or the song.
Deo! We had so much fun with that last
right.
night.
Your husband's going to leave you if you say it one more time.
Yeah, no.
But it's a really neat idea, and if you're looking for something fun to do in a kid's room, I think it would. I think in the right apartment or the rec room or the basement, you could really have a lot of fun with something like this. And it's a unique piece of wall, interactive wall art. Right? Go to my Facebook page and WGNradio.com and you'll find information there. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I always like talking to someone from Batavia because for 10 years, Lindsay cannot spell it correctly. Dennis, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
Will you please spell Batavia, please?
Oh, it could be something like B-A-T-A-V-I-A.
Yeah, you're just missing.
I get the A and the O. I always
yeah, you think it's Batavia, like the Botanic Gardens.
And every time someone calls, I truly cannot remember.
Right. Batavia.
Today
right.
I know.
I always used to spell the word warranty wrong. Always. Remember? And finally, you and I think Lyle Dean called me out on it. It's like, do you not know how to spell the word warranty? Anyway, Dennis, you're not here for a spelling lesson, are you?
I don't think so.
How can I help you?
Okay, we have a walk-in shower, and it's on the second floor. And just the shower drain, and it's the only one in the house, has an odor that recurs all the time. I've used your idea with, brushing out, removing the trash, removing the thing and brushing it out and so on.
Right.
And it still comes back. So I've been looking at a lot of different things, and one of the things I've heard of is using baking soda and vinegar. Almost kind of like making a paste and let it cook for a few minutes and then using that, but I'm afraid this is, because what I have must be in the P-trap.
Right.
Because I could see the, sides of the pipe real good.
And they're clean.
Yes.
Well, clean. Okay, but now let me ask you this. So this is a walk-in shower, correct?
Yes, it is.
And you can pop off the top of the drain, and if you shine a flashlight down there, it's holding water.
Yes.
And initially, when you clean it up, it's fine, but then after a short period of time, the odor returns?
Yes, it does.
All right, let's try this as a test. And let me ask you this. Where this shower is, what's below it?
My kitchen.
And no, there's no leaking that you see in the ceiling at all?
No. Well, I guess 10 years ago. All right, this house is 15 years old. 10 years ago, I had a leak, and I don't know who came out and fixed it. They found that one of the seals was installed improperly, but we've never had an issue since.
Right. And it's only in the shower.
Just the only place, yeah.
You're not, and there's a vanity in this room. You're certain that the odor is not coming from another spot in the bathroom.
No, I've removed every aerator on every faucet, cleaned them out, put them back in. To be a little crude, I've sniffed the toilets. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing.
And this is just a shower head in here?
That's all it is.
Yeah. I wonder if you have. And the walls are what? Are they acrylic? Are they tile?
Acrylic.
I wonder if you have some mildew or mold behind the walls. Let's try this. I want you to do a test for me today. Okay. Do you have let's see, what would be? I need a paint stick.
Yeah.
Okay. I want you to take the drain cover off the paint stick. Pour some water down that drain so we know it's holding water.
Okay.
And then with a flashlight, this is a little tricky, but I want you to take the paint stick and I want you to get down and just touch the top of that trap. And then take a marker on the side of the drain and mark where that water level is of that drain.
All right.
And then and after you put that water down and it doesn't smell, then in like a couple hours, I want you to come back and see if that water level has gone down.
Okay. You know what? I misled you. No, I don't see water when I take the cap off. There's no water standing in the trap.
Well, then there's no trap. Then that trap is either misaligned or, I mean, you should, when you look down that drain, you need to see water.
Yeah, I don't.
If you don't see water, then there's something wrong with that trap. And if it's not leaking, it could be pitched. It could be that how old is the house, Dennis?
15 years.
It could be that a strap came off or something and a pipe is down. You, unfortunately, the only way you're going to fix this is to open up the ceiling. Try this, pour water down there, see if it fills up first. And if you see water, and if you do, try this test. But if you're not seeing water now, it could be something with the trap. You're going to have to open up that ceiling and fix the trap.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. You should be able to see water when you have a trap there. That's for sure. I appreciate the phone call. Do I no longer have the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom thing? I don't see that anymore.
I didn't put it in there today.
Do you have it?
No.
Do we still say it?
I think so.
Coming up in the Northwestern Newsroom, the stories that matter with Don Kleppen. That's what you wanted me to say?
That was really good.
And then did you want me to read this commercial? Or do you want me to play a commercial?
I wanted you to play it, but you can do whatever you want. Play a spot. Play a spot.
Well, I've got a flagpole, and the rope broke, and I can't raise the flag because the rope is broke.
Well, we need somebody that has a 16-foot stepladder. You know who I think I would contact? Go walk down to the firehouse and ask them if they'll do you that favor.
You're listening to your handyman of Saturday mornings.
And let me ask you this. Can you bake, Hank?
Oh, yeah. I'm great at that.
Lou Manfredini.
Well, then maybe some cookies or cupcakes when they come over. I've never been a fireman, but I don't think they say no to free food.
On House Smarts Radio.
That's no problem. I've been a policeman for 35 years, so I know all about donuts and stuff, too.
On the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
Welcome back. This hour of House Smarts Radio is sponsored by ChevyDriveChicago.com and by Seattle Sutton's Healthy Eating. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Back to your phone calls now. John is in Joliet. John, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you doing today?
I am well. How can I help you, sir?
I went downstairs after Christmas to put some Christmas stuff away, and I noticed up in the joists that there's some white, dusty stuff, and I'm assuming that's mold. And I was wondering, it looks like there's not, it's not covering the whole basement, but few of the joists have that on that, and I don't know if there's a quick fix or something. I did also notice the walls were a little bit yellow down there,
mm-hmm.
And my brother-in-law, quote-unquote, said the water table seems to be high where we live.
Okay. A couple things. I would probably I would test it for mold first, okay? There's a company called Healthful Home that makes a five-minute mold test. If you go to your Ace there, they'll have it, they should have it in stock. And they also have a cleaner that you can buy. So you're going to buy both of the items for them. Literally, in this five-minute mold test, you're going to, I think they have a single one, and then they have a three-pack, depending on if you want to test certain areas. But you're going to know in 5 minutes whether or not it's mold or not, okay? Now, if it's not mold, that's okay. You can still use the cleaner on there. And the way this cleaner works is that you spray it on, you let it sit there and dry. Then you brush it off, then you spray it on again because it has residual value to keep it from coming back, and that'll be it. It should be fine.
Okay, so if it is...
If it is, you're going to use the mold cleaner anyway. If it isn't, you're still going to use the cleaner because it'll clean it. Now, I mean, if you're not experiencing any moisture coming into the basement at all, right? You're not getting any, there's no water coming in.
Not coming in, no, but I run a dehumidifier, and now my brother-in-law just brought another one over, so we got two running down there, and it runs into the sump, and the sump's been turning on quite a bit, so I think there is quite a bit.
I mean, that water table issue can be something that is aiding in a, you know, to the process. So reducing that level is key. I would probably, while you're at the hardware store, you can buy a little thermometer slash hygrometer humidistat for $10. That's mechanical, that you could put down in that basement. If you've got humidity levels above 50% this time of year, you may need to address the humidifier in a whole different level, meaning that you can buy these bigger units. They have to be professionally installed because they're much bigger units. Like PermaSeal does this. They make a product called SantaSeal, and then they got a new one called Sedona that they'll install that moves a lot more, grabs a lot more. What did I say? Santa Dry. SantaSeal is a toilet bowl thing. Santa Dry or Sedona, and they'll install that, and that will really control the moisture in the basement. But I would use one of these mechanical meters first to see what level you have down there.
Okay, just one more quick question.
Yep.
So down there now, I have the vents closed. Should I have those closed or open?
The vents, meaning?
The duct work. So there's a couple of vents down there through the ductwork.
Well, I mean,
we, you know, nobody's down there. It's just a big empty basement.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
junk down there. But
adding some of that, if you add some of it, you probably don't have a return air down there. You just have supply. And so
right.
If you pump a little bit of that dry air in there, that will help, you know, but you're probably getting a little bit of it anyway. So it's probably like in the 60 degrees down there or so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Open it up 50%. It's not going to kill you. Probably will help
okay.
a little bit.
All right. Thank you very much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be back right after this. Welcome back. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. This is Sue in Marengo. Hi, Sue. You're on WGN.
Good morning, Lou.
Good morning.
Very nice to hear from you.
Yeah, well, it's nice for you to call in. Thank you. How can I help you?
Okay, my daughter's buying a home that has been vacant for quite a few months, and the toilet bowls evaporated the water. The upstairs, they're white, but the downstairs powder room, the toilet bowl turned black on the bottom going down into the drain. What do we do with that?
What have we done so far?
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Well, only because it's still in the process of being purchased. I mean, trying to make a plan.
Well, what I would start with is some kitchen cleanser first, a rubber glove, and a green Scotch-Brite pad. Sprinkle a little bit in there, add a little water, you know, make a paste, and kind of scrub away what you can, and I bet that'll take care of it.
What does that come from?
Oh, it probably evaporated. It's a little mildew that happened. If it's been vacant for a long time, that could be all it is. And the china, if the china is in decent shape, shouldn't be affected at all, and you should be able to clean it, no problem. The thing I'll tell you, if it's been vacant and it hasn't been used for a while, and you're in the process, the plumbing in particular is something to pay special attention to, like valves that they turn on and off and they articulate. Those are the kinds of things that can dry out when they're unused for a while.
I see.
Right.
Well, in the home inspection, they would see that, wouldn't they?
They would, but I think that I would make sure that when you hire the inspector that he or she is made aware of the fact that it's been vacant for a while. So to check other items that may need to be exercised or, you know, looked at with a little more care.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much. Totally enjoy your program.
Thank you. That's so nice of you to call. Appreciate it. Let's talk with Marilyn, who's in Melrose Park. Hi, Marilyn. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Well, good morning. I'm glad to be here. I have a crazy question, and if you can't help me, that's okay.
Okay.
All right. I have built-in ovens, and I have a drop-in next to it, which is fine, but I made it a color I no longer want to live with. Is there a product that I can have them repainted, or I don't want to have to buy all that new again?
Okay, wait. You have a double oven. We're talking about painting the appliances?
Yes. Is there a product that can do that?
What
now, they both get hot. They're, yeah. You know, a top. I don't have an oven. I have the top that fits in the what do you call it, the countertop.
Mm-hmm. But the cooktop, is it a gas cooktop?
Yes.
And so it's like a metal and then you've got grates that you put the pots on. What is it, a 4-burner, 6-burner? What is it?
It's 4.
Yeah.
It also has in the middle where you can barbecue in the house, and it's got a fan over to cover that. But
yeah.
It's the color I'm trying to eliminate. I no longer want to live with the color.
What's the color?
It's yellow.
It's coming back. It's called mustard.
Yeah, you're right.
The reality of it is, Marilyn, there are paints that you can use that are, you know, tempered for heat. They're good for about 600 degrees, but typically they're either white or they're black.
Oh, well, white is good.
Yeah.
I could settle for that.
Yeah. I mean, if you went, are you going to have someone do this?
Well, I like to do things around the house.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you go to the hardware store, they'll sell you a can of spray paint that is heat-treated spray paint. And then you're going to, in a perfect world, on the oven, you'll take all the parts and pieces you can take off of it, okay?
Sure.
And then you're going to very carefully use painter's tape and tape around all the areas you don't want to spray paint. Prior to that, you're going to wipe everything down and get all the grease off, right?
Yes.
And you're going to, and then you're going to put a light coat of the white over the top of it, nice and even. And you're going to let that dry, and then you're going to redo it. You know, you're probably going to put a total of 3 coats of paint to get the kind of coverage you're looking for. And like I said, it's good for about 650 degrees, which should hold up for you. You know, the worst thing that's going to happen is it could chip a little bit down the line, but it'll look a lot better than it looks now.
Is there a preparation I need to do to the surface prior to spraying it?
I would clean it all with a degreaser, wipe it down with a rag, then I would take a little bit of a soft sponge, sponge sander, and just lightly scuff the surface a little bit. Just lightly, not much.
Okay, I am familiar with those sponges.
Yeah, and then lightly scuff it, then again wipe it down with a rag, let it dry, and then try the spray paint and see what you do. Just be very careful. Make sure it's ventilated when you're doing this because this is a petroleum-based product. But it's a heat-treated paint. You can get it in white at the hardware store. Appreciate the phone call. Hey, it's time now to hear from Lindsay about what's new at Builder Supply Outlet.
This week, I'm obsessing about these new Brantley vanities that Tom got in. They're so beautiful. They look like the fine furniture pieces you see in the designer magazines, you know, in those distressed, washed blue and gray shades. They even have those soft closed doors and drawers that I wish my vanities had. It's crazy how just adding a cool new vanity transforms the look of your bathroom. And despite the sophisticated look, completely affordable. It's the reason why I am always anxious to see what's new at Builder's Supply Outlet. He's taking your calls till 10.
How can I help you, sir?
We're debating on putting in a tankless system. Now, I don't know anything about tankless. Can you help me, sir?
Lou Manfredini.
Sure. Well, they don't have a tank.
Here he is now on House Smarts Radio.
Yeah.
That's our scat thing. Welcome back. Lou Manfredini, House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. I had a great Friday night last night. We were in, you know, Max was heading up to, is up to Carthage College. Mary Beth had book club. He and I watched an episode of the original Star Trek, which is on Netflix, which, you know, I love that. And then after watching one episode, I was like, actually, I think I watched two. I watched two episodes of the old Star Trek from the 60s, which is awesome. I'm like, oh, I want to watch the reboot. And so I watched the reboot of Star Trek from 2009, which is awesome. I could watch it again. Awesome. It was great. Really fun. Okay. I have a question. Do you have a grandma?
I do.
I mean, anybody. You got a grandma? Is she looking for work?
I don't know.
No? Well, she might be because my guest is going to try and hire her. Wendy Trinan is the senior PR manager with GE Appliances. But what I have failed when I talked to Wendy before, I forgot to tell you that her real title is Director of Grandma Relations. Wendy, welcome to WGN Radio.
Thanks for having me, Lou.
Now, GE, we know as a company that makes a lot of cool stuff. In the arena that I'm in, they make amazing appliances. The GE Profile line in particular is one of the sought-after brands that a lot of people put in their homes. You guys were out at CES in Las Vegas, and there's a lot of tech and connected this and connected that, and you're trying a different way to get connected to people, and it's by hiring a grandma. Can you explain?
That's right. Well, at CES, we actually auditioned about 30 grandmas for the role. We're looking for that grandma that always wants you to lick the spoon, that doesn't take no for an answer when she serves you an extra plate of chicken and gravy.
She
and,
says it's okay to eat the raw cookie dough just a little bit, right? She's not going to tell you not to do that, right?
She's not the one that slaps your hand as you go in for a taste. You know, we know that grandmas are living life to the fullest, and the stereotypical granny in a rocking chair has changed. Grandmas are living longer, they're ageless, they're gorgeous, they have stories to share from both the kitchen and from careers. And so we're looking to find that grandma that really exemplifies that, that crosses all cultural boundaries and celebrates life in the kitchen and beyond.
What's what I know something you want to be clear about is that this isn't a contest. This isn't like a raffle contest. You buy a ticket and you could win. You're actually looking to hire somebody.
Absolutely. It is not a contest. This is a job. We are truly hiring for the position and looking for a relationship with someone that brings our technology to life, because we aren't about flying robots at GE Appliances. It's more about that meaningful innovation. We're innovating new products that have tech components that are supposed to simplify your life. They're not supposed to make you scratch your head and say, why would I want a Wi-Fi connected oven? We want to tell you why and show you why and how that's going to really save time and create special moments in your kitchen. And we know that grandma is one way that we do that, celebrating the recipes that she passes down and bringing her into our own kitchens. One way to do that is with this new kitchen hub that we've launched. And it's essentially a giant iPad over your oven. It's a 27-inch screen that you can interact with. It has an outward-facing camera and a downward-facing camera so that you can actually video chat with grandma and change the camera angle so she can see what you're cooking on top of the stove and say, honey, that those meatballs don't look quite right. Did you forget the oregano? You can actually bring her into your kitchen, and all she's got to know how to do is to FaceTime her grandkids, which we know my grandma can do. My mom does it with my kids. Mm-hmm. And so it's not hard anymore, and grandmas are all carrying a smartphone around in their pockets. They know how to do this, and we want to showcase those talents.
Wendy, I'm curious about that exhaust hood that has the two-way camera. Do people have the ability to literally record what they're doing and, like, have their own cooking show that they could do on YouTube?
Yes, they do. So you can not just live video chat, but you can record it and share up to Instagram if you want to create an Insta story and you want to post those fabulous creations in your kitchen. So you'll have all the ability to do that from one device. You don't have to go searching for the iPad and take the Star Trek out of your kid's hands to go make the meatballs. You can actually stream Netflix right there on the screen where you're cooking. So if you're making lunches for the kids that day and you want to throw up Netflix so they can watch it at the kitchen island while you're making their lunches, you can do all of that on this device. Plus, see, there are thousands of embedded recipes right there where you're cooking.
That's such a cool idea. When I think about, especially like a young person who's cooking and maybe they have some recipe and they've tried it for the first time, and then, you know, inevitably anybody that's cooked knows that, you know, you maybe have some hiccups along the way, or maybe even have a colossal fail, and, you know, maybe you call your grandmother or your mother or whatever, so wait, it just doesn't look the same, and now you have the ability to kind of share that with this new device. I love this whole concept of hiring a grandmother and really focusing on what's important, that human contact. It's the great American grandma that you're looking for to hire, where do people find information about this, Wendy?
So you can go to greatamericangrandma.com. If that's a little too hard, there's a mouthful. You can go to geappliances.com and find it there as well. It's on our Facebook page and our social channels. Just look for GE Appliances or search Great American Grandma. And it's really simple. I don't want people to have to go create a resume. I just want to listen to you talk for a minute. Tell me a little bit about yourself. We're just asking for you to upload a video, have a friend interview you with their iPhone, and upload that video so we get a sense of your personality, your passion, your love for cooking, and connecting with people. And even if you don't have grandkids, I'm going to let your listeners in on a little secret. I don't care if you're even a real grandma. If you have the persona of a grandma that you love taking care of people, and you maybe you're the church lady that brings cookies every Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me why you have those grandma personality traits that love nurturing and cooking and taking care of people.
Yeah, that's so great. I love that. I think that you know, we hear from a lot of people that pitch all these crazy ideas, and this is a crazy idea, but I love what it's going for, and what fun for you and your team to be able to do this. And I just want you to find the right person and have tons of fun. Wendy Trinan is the senior PR manager with GE Appliances, but she has a new title in 2019. She's the director of grandma relations. Congratulations on your promotion, by the way.
Thank you.
You can go to greatamericangrandma.com to find all the details. Wendy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks so much, Lou.
Appreciate it. That's fun. That is a fun idea.
So,
if you're someone that wants to do that, put a video up. Tell Wendy about yourself and GE, and who knows, you might have a gig. It's a pretty good gig. $50,000 a year, part-time. And I think they'll go to wherever. You don't have to. There might be a little traveling. I read, you know, it's not like you have to relocate, because GE, I think they're in Louisville. Louisville, Kentucky. So, fun idea. I'm glad you found that. That's great. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. We'll take a quick break and get back to your phone calls right after this. Back to your phone calls here on WGN Radio. And let's talk with Ron, who's in Wilmette. Ron, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hi, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, sir. What's going on?
I live in a small ranch with one full bath. And I'm thinking about putting a bath in the basement.
Okay.
And the two options I know of are the macerating type units,
right,
and then the sewage ejector system. So those are the two that I know of. There was a hole in the floor that has long since been cemented in. So, what are my options?
Well, okay. If you're going to go with an ejector pump, you know, you're going to have to hire a plumber to come in and break up the floor,
right,
put in all that rough plumbing, and then the pump, and then tie it into your sewer and go from there.
Right.
You know, and just that rough plumbing alone is probably a $5,000 proposition.
Okay.
And you haven't built the bathroom yet.
Right.
You can buy one of these macerating pumps that come complete with the pump and everything, and the toilet and all that. That's about $1,000, and that pump will operate the toilet, a vanity, and even a shower base if you wanted to. They make a shower base that is a little bit elevated, so you get a little drain back to the pump. What kind of ceiling height do you have down in the basement?
It's 8 foot.
Oh, all right. And let me ask you this. The basement is currently finished or unfinished?
Unfinished.
And where
I want to put the toilet is real close to the current stack. It's right underneath the bathroom up above.
Yeah. I mean, is this going to be the precursor to maybe finishing the basement?
We're going to do some work, but I don't want to put a lot of money in the basement. We're getting to the upper end of where we can be, because I've redone the kitchen and bath already and everything. So
got it.
I don't want to put a whole lot of money down there. So
Got it. But, I'm just thinking, when you say that you've redone the kitchen and all that, is the eventual goal to sell the home in a short period of time?
Within 10 years.
Okay. All right. I mean, I have zero problem with the macerating toilets. I think that they're really good products. And I mean, when you look at the fact that, okay, if you can spend $1,000 or, you know, maybe the prices may have gone up a little bit, maybe they're $1,200, $1,300 now, but, you know, you then could do this whole bathroom probably for $5,000, depending on how much work you do yourself or hiring people, whatever it may be, as opposed to spending all that money on something you don't see. You know what I mean?
Right.
And the macerating pumps are not the kind of thing that, while they're not super common, it isn't the type of thing that when you went to sell the house in 10 years, somebody would go, well, you know, they got a macerating pump. They have a really good reputation, so it's not a negative in any way.
I hear that they're relatively loud.
Well, I mean, you do hear the pump, and it's exposed behind there, but it is, it's not like a Mack truck. It's a pump.
Okay.
You know, it's okay. It really, the sound is going to be no different, really, probably a little bit louder than the ejector pit that's in the, that would be in the ground.
Yeah.
But it isn't the end of the world. Have you ever, to tell you what, if you go into a commercial bathroom and you flush a commercial toilet, you know, and that sound,
right.
It's not that loud.
Okay.
So
this is something I could actually do myself for most of it.
I mean, if you have any plumbing acumen whatsoever, it's a 1-inch pipe that comes out of this pipe, and you need to connect it to the stack.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. The one I would look at is called Quick John. I think it's Q-U-I-K, or it might be Q-U-I-K, Quick John. That's kind of the industry standard in there, and you can either get it at the big boxes or you can get it at even a hardware store can special order it for you. Thanks so much for the phone call. Quick break and then right to news. Capiche?
Okay, great.
Say capiche, Pat.
Okay, thanks.
No, you're supposed to say capiche.
Capiche.
Atta girl. Thank you. I want to teach him a little Italian here. Is that so wrong?
How do you spell that?
C-A-P. No, it's not S-H. I'm going to have to, I don't know. More now. Thanks. I had this wonderful little Italian moment, and you just blew it for me.
Sorry.
Right, the guys at the Italian Sports Hall of Fame were all standing at attention, going, yeah. Hey, look at that, he speaks a little Italian, and that's it.
That's how I'm going to get Chuck Pagano on the air. I'm going to say, hey, Chuck, come on over by here. Welcome back. This hour of House Smarts Radio, sponsored by Ace Hardware and by PermaSeal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Derek in Chicago. Derek, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. How are you?
I'm good, sir. How can I help you?
I got a question for you about my walk-in shower. It's tiled on the walls and on the floor, and I've got a line coming perpendicular to the wall going straight towards the drain across three of the floor tiles. It's a hairline crack, and I'm wondering what the best attack is to take care of it.
The floor tile is what? Is it a smaller tile, the same tile? What is it?
They are, yeah, about 5-inch, 6-inch, 5-inch, 4-inch.
And are the tiles on the floor unglazed? Like it's not slippery when you're standing there when you're bare feet?
No, they are safe to be standing on. They are like OSHA compliant.
They are or are not slick?
They are not.
They are not slick. Okay, okay. But it's a hairline crack, and this bathroom is above what?
It is above, it's on the second floor above a nursery.
All right, and you're not seeing any evidence of any leaking yet.
I am not, and it does appear to have one of those pans underneath it, so
sure.
It's not like it was incorrectly constructed.
Right.
How much that pan is going to be doing the job.
Well, the pan will always do the job, and that's the whole purpose. But the fact that you have this hairline crack through the... What color is the tile?
It's a checkerboard pattern of two different browns.
And what color is the grout?
Neutral. It's like the standard kind
of. Do you have any of that grout left?
No.
Okay.
But I think I know where I can get the tiles if I have to replace those.
Yeah, I mean, here's what I'm going to tell you is replacing that tile, those tiles, is not as simple as you think. Because, okay, so the way that this works is there's a pan there, a tile installer or a plumber, one of the two will build this pan. Then they will put a mud set on top of the pan that actually takes the shape and the pitch and everything that goes towards the drain.
Mm-hmm.
Then the tile setter sets the tile on top of that mud, but it becomes a pretty strong bond. Now, if you're just trying to make sure the crack doesn't leak, then what I would tell you is to re-grout the cracks. I would actually almost tell you to take a multi-tool or even a Dremel tool with a very fine bit. Actually, I want the Dremel tool.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to make the crack a little bigger. Just a little bit, because I want you to grout it.
Okay. I mean, it is like so thin, I couldn't even put a credit card in it.
Oh.
So
well, then, okay. Then
it's hairline, but it's running straight through three tiles towards the drain.
Right. Okay. So, in other words, unless you're really looking at it, you're not seeing it.
Pretty much.
Okay. Well, then all I would do then is I would take, I would buy a little bit of neutral grout with your finger, and go along that crack to kind of move it in and take a sponge and wipe it away. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
It's so fine sealing that doesn't matter, like when I seal the grout every couple of years.
Yeah, don't worry about that. And I'm not a fan I'm not a fan of sealing anyway. I don't think it's really a critical point. I think it actually traps dirt. But the thing that's causing that thing to not leak is the fact that you have a pan. And that can get wet over time. That hairline crack like that, I think, is going to be the least of your worries. If you put a little grout in there with your finger, you're done.
Okay.
All right.
I can do that. Thank you very much.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. Let's chat with Judy, who is in Glen Ellyn. Judy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
I had a question. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks so much for calling.
Yeah, thank you for your show. But I have a question. I have a 64-year-old ranch house, brick ranch house, and we started to notice that there is like a gray shadow appearing wherever we have joists, and especially towards the outside of our ceilings. And we're wondering what that might be from. And we have recently painted our ceilings, so it's not, you know, just old paint.
Right.
I'm thinking we might need insulation, but I'm not sure.
Are you someone that likes to burn candles?
Yeah, but not very often.
What, define, you know, define not very often?
Maybe once a week.
Okay.
And it's usually in the bathroom. It's not like this is appearing in our kitchen.
Right.
And our dining room.
Mm-hmm.
And our living room.
So I think what it is, it's a phenomenon that's typically called candle sooting, but it also can just be dust that's circulating through the home. Those joists that the joists that you see, the ceiling, when you look up at a ceiling, it's not completely flat because there's wood there that has different, elevations, and some have a little arc to them. You know, they've got a crown here and there. If you put your eye right there, you'll see the difference. But when you're looking down at it from up above, it looks nice and flat. When dust is circulated through the home, it can catch those little ridges, and that can be a problem. Do you have a ceiling fan in that room?
No.
No. Okay.
So, no.
How easy would it be for you to go up there with a simple little cleaner like Fantastic or 409 or even one of those dry erase erasers like from, Mr. Clean?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it would probably be easier for my husband because he's taller.
Even better.
Right?
So have him go up there just briefly and say, wow, you know what? Judy, I sprayed the Fantastic up there. I used this thing and it cleaned right up. I think it's surface dust and or sooting from candles, and that's what the issue is. So one of the things you can do is, do you have forced air heat in the home?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are the vents in the ceiling over by this area? Are they on the floor? Is there a cold air return nearby?
On the floor. Yeah, okay. Definitely on the floor.
Okay. And what about the quality of the furnace filter that you use? Do you know what is used? Is it a inexpensive spun fiberglass, or is it a little bit more expensive pleated filter?
I think it's a pleated filter.
All right. I would suggest that making sure that you're using those pleated filters and perhaps get in the habit of changing them once a month.
Oh, okay. So changing it more frequently will help eliminate that.
Should help to eliminate it. And if you're going to burn the candles, even once a week, it doesn't take much.
Yeah.
Buy better quality candles.
Oh, okay. Well, these are soy with a cotton wick. So
all right. Well, that should be what you should be using. Right.
Okay. Right. All right. And then anything else, like when we repaint, is there any kind of paint that's, like, will have less adhesive of the dust? Or,
well, I mean, if you went with, really. So with, you know, with ceiling paint is usually a dead flat paint, and that tends to catch dust more, and it's a little more difficult to clean. If you went with a satin on the ceiling, I would not go with an eggshell. Actually, excuse me, I would go with an eggshell. The satin is a little more, I always get these confused.
Reflective, maybe?
The least amount of sheen that you can use. There's a matte finish that has just a slight piece of sheen on there that will be easier to clean and the dust won't stick to as easily.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You got it. I appreciate you calling this morning. It's 9:22 in the morning. You're listening to House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. We'll be right back.
Guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't go. I got guns in my head and they won't go. Spirits in my head and they won't.
Whatever's making you scratch your head this weekend, Lou is here to help.
We've got a problem with black mold.
Got a beep in my living room.
My furnace.
It's humming.
Just give him a call. Now back to Lou Manfredini and House Smarts Radio.
At the stars tonight. Nothing go. How I missed that bright sun.
Welcome back. Lou Manfredini here with you. House Smarts Radio on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Madeline is in Schererville. Hi, Madeline. You're on WGN.
Hello. I'm having trouble with my smoke alarm.
Uh-oh. What's going on?
On November 16, I had my furnace serviced for the winter. Within, I'd say, a little over 2 weeks, my smoke alarm started just making noise. Mainly at night, after 2 in the morning. So I had a new, and that was hardwired in. So I had a new smoke alarm put in on December 20th. Again, hardwired in.
Okay.
That one started making noise again. It's just one loud, shrill noise, and then no more. It only has one. And then it might do it again in 5 minutes, 15 minutes, or an hour, or 2 hours. And then last Friday... No, January 4th, I had another one put in because we thought maybe I got a defective one. That one did the same thing. Last Friday, I had the guy come out, take out the electricity totally, and put a 10-year battery-operated one up there.
Okay.
That's doing the same thing.
All right, well, then we
mainly
need...
Mainly at night.
And it's only a smoke detector, or is it a carbon monoxide detector combination?
The other one was combo. This is only smoke.
This is only smoke.
Separate carbon monoxide detector.
And that one is not doing anything?
No.
Okay. Where is this located?
On the wall outside, in the hallway between the bedrooms.
In the hall outside the bedroom, and it is chirping away. Now tell me a little bit about the home you live in.
It's a ranch. It's a... Paired Villa Ranch. No basement.
No basement. It's a ranch. This 10-year battery one is at the ceiling.
Well, it's below the ceiling. It's probably a foot down.
It's on the wall.
Yes, it's on the wall.
And it consistently goes off at night.
Mostly at night. The last time it went off was about an hour and 15 minutes ago, but now it might not go off again all during the day.
But it doesn't go off. In other words, it doesn't go off like there's a fire. It doesn't go beep, 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 beep.
One loud, shrill noise, and that's it.
Huh.
Because the other ones I put in were the ones that would talk to me and tell me if it was a CO or smoke. They never talked. It was just a loud, shrill thing, and then that was it.
It's outside the bedroom.
You're my last resort. I'm going crazy.
Yeah, right. You're not crazy, are you? Like, you're not just calling me because you're crazy.
No, if I could get the electrician's been out here 3 times and he'd tell you.
Right. No. I'm trying to diagnose this. This is an interesting problem because especially when you went to the battery-operated one, why is that shrilling? There's some... There is something going on that is affecting the sensor of this unit. And what is it? Now you said it's mounted on the wall. So when it's mounted on the wall, it's not mounted to a electrical box. It's just on the wall itself.
Well, there was a box behind it, but he's shut the, he's kept off the wires.
Right. So it's not electric at all, but there's a what?
No,
so, but it's up high. Is there something from the attic that some odor or something that's coming through that? Can I ask I need you to test one more thing for me. Do you have the ability to take this device off the wall?
No.
You don't.
If I take it off, it's got to be deactivated. It's one of those 10-year battery packs.
Well, no. It's not that you have to deactivate it. He mounted a bracket that went on the wall, and then this thing clips onto the bracket.
Right.
If you take the device off and you held it in your hand, it would still be an active device. I'm just wondering if there is some odor or something in the air coming through the box that's hitting the back of this device, and I want to take it off the wall and just set it on a... What I want to do is I want to take it off the wall, and I want you to get... Do you have like a little, like a TV tray?
Yes.
I want you to set up a TV tray in the hallway and just set it on top of the TV tray. And tell me if that beeps over the next 24 hours. And if it doesn't, then
let me tell you one thing. My furnace is in the attic.
Right.
Which is above this.
And has anybody gone up there to inspect that?
That's my next thing. I think I'm going to call them back out and say, because they were out here in November.
Yeah. I think that there is something in the attic. The fact that you have a box in the wall near the ceiling, there is something occurring in the attic when that furnace kicks on, or there's a buildup of something, and that is being pulled back because it's warm in the house and cool up in the attic, and it's hitting the back of that sensor, and that's why it's going off. And I bet
it's warm in the attic where the fan is.
Well, I know it's warm there, but it's warmer in the house than it is in the overall attic. And so the physics is drawing in. I bet you, Madeline, if you pull that off the wall and set it on a table, like a little folding table, like in the hallway, away from that hole in the wall where the electrical thing is, it's not going to go off. I would get an HVAC contractor. You're down in Cherryville?
Yeah.
All right. You have a pen or a pencil?
Yeah. Let me go get one.
All right.
Okay.
All right. I want you to call Dykstra Home Services. They're down on the south side, and they service your area, okay? 800-421-3220.
Okay.
And you tell them I told you to call, and they'll come out and take a look at that furnace. Do that test what I said there, and I bet you that's the issue.
This is House Smarts Radio with Lou Manfredini.
He's a lean, mean, pneumatic machine.
All natural, safe, and effective.
Actually, we run him at 220, 221, to, you know, whatever it takes.
Welcome back. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Don't forget House Smarts TV coming up after this show at 10 a.m., we've got some old world, new world topics. We're talking about rain gutters. Save $60 using LEDs and deep cleaning your home, as well as some custom light switches I think you'll find interesting coming up on WGN Television at 10 o'clock this morning, along with John Williams' show coming up at 10 o'clock as well. So turn the TV on and leave the radio on and just WGN it all the way. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Don in Chicago. Don, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. Great show as always.
Thank you, sir.
And I have two quick questions for you. We're looking to get a different house. My wife's a great cook and baker. Most of the houses we're looking at, you know, I promised her I'm going to get her a double oven, and you know, we're going to gut the kitchen, make it the way she likes. like you say, happy wife, happy life.
It's so simple.
My question is, electric stoves, you know, she wants a gas stove. How big of a deal is that, you know, to making a gas stove?
Well, okay.
Because it's gas, it's forced air furnace. You know, they have a gas fireplace, but the cooktop was electric. How big of a deal?
Oh, the cooktop's electric. Okay. But,
yeah.
But did you say that you're going to remodel the kitchen or you're going to replace the...
I totally got the kitchen. That's why I just didn't know
how
big of a deal it is to run a gas line or something.
No, I mean, if you're going to go ahead and gut the kitchen, running a gas line is not a big deal. It's interesting because you said your wife likes to cook and bake as mine does, as we do, myself as well. And when we remodeled our...
I like to eat, Lou.
Okay. Well,
I'm a good taster.
You're a good taster. You know, for baking, a lot of people prefer electric convection ovens. And I don't know if your wife has had any experience with those, but...
She has not. And that was my question, because most of the double ovens, because I promised, because like I said, she's a great baker, that I would get her a double oven.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've checked, and even if there's a gas, like cooktop or stove...
Right.
Most of the double ovens are electric.
Are all electric, yeah. Electric, it really has sort of become the industry standard in most kitchens because of the fact that there's so much control. And so when you get into these electric convection ovens, the temperatures are consistent. You don't get a hot spot. Now, when we redid our kitchen, I'm just going to give you an example. We have an electric convection oven. And then we have a gas range oven where we have the, where we have the cooktop. Now, this is just something to think about for the kitchen, right? In the double oven scenario of the world, like the double oven's a great idea, but the reality of it is you don't use a double oven that often, okay? You use it at holidays and whatever. So we made the decision that we have an electric convection oven in the wall with a microwave oven mounted above it, and it looks like a double oven, but the top is a microwave, the bottom is an electric convection. Then what would be your cooktop in your kitchen? That is a gas range with a gas oven below it.
You know what, we had totally thought about that because my wife mentioned that, and I said, well, that's a good idea. I said,
then you get the best of both worlds, and the thing is, your kitchen becomes more... the layout is a little bit better, actually, in my opinion, because that double oven becomes, you know, you're going to use a microwave, warm up the coffee or some leftovers, whatever it is. And now, as we get older, of course, Don, this is not the issue for your wife because she's young and beautiful. But, you know, the microwave where you're bending down and getting low, it's right at eye level. Bang, bang, boom. It's right there. Super easy to use. The oven is elevated, super easy to use. And then you get the gas range with the gas oven, then she gets the flexibility of using either or depending on what you're doing. So the gas ovens, you know, if you do a lot of broiling, in my opinion, the gas broiler is better than an electric broiler. But when it comes
to Thanksgiving turkey,
whatever it might be, and then for baking cookies and breads and scones, whatever it may be, the electric convection gives you great control without hot spots.
Lou, do you got a brand you recommend for the?
Okay, so we did Wolf brand in our house, and we have the Wolf, both the gas range and stove, and the electric convection. Thermador also makes great products, as well as Decor. It's another one. I mean, you know, it's really good stuff, and I will tell you that if you're someone that likes to cook and really enjoys it, you spend a little bit more money on the on those appliances, and you'll be so happy. Thanks so much for the phone call. You know, this weekend workbench show, I'm here on the TV. I'm watching Mike Jakubowski on TV. Right? Here's the thing. Hey, this guy, you know, he's killing me. Right? I've known this guy my whole life. He's my best friend. Right? Am I teaching at Hampshire High School? Why? Why? You know why I'm not teaching at Hampshire High School? Because I'm staying in my lane. You know what my lane is? Helping people on the radio, on TV. Mike, he's a teacher. Stay in your lane. He's coming after me. I got everybody can now. I got everybody else coming after me. And now I got to worry about my best friend stabbing me in the back.
Of all the people, you should be scared most of him.
Of course. Because the dirty little secret is he knows more than me. And now as he's gotten older, you know, it used to be that he didn't like to talk. Now he likes to talk. Well, he likes to talk to me. I love you, Mike. And I love you people. House Smarts Radio with me, Lou Manfredini.
Way up north, north to Alaska. Way up north, north to Alaska. North to Alaska. Go north for rush your song.
In June of 2019, I'm going north to Alaska.
Big Sam left.
Would you like to come with us? I was thinking, did you see, they probably don't want me to talk about this, but did you see that cruise ship where they all got sick? Okay, stay with me for a minute. Okay, there was a cruise ship right now. I think it's coming back to port. I don't know who it is. Guess how many people are on that ship? It's, I guess, the biggest ship on the ocean. How many people? Guess.
I'm really bad at this.
Guess.
5,000.
How many people, Joe Brand? Joe Brand, you got your ears on, Joe Brand?
Yeah.
Did you see the story about the ship where the people are sick?
I did. I don't know how many people were on the ship.
Take a guess. How many? It's like the biggest ship.
I know how many people got sick, though. That's
okay. How many people got sick?
Wasn't it like 227?
Yeah, 227 people got sick on the ship. They got like the norovirus. This is not good for selling my trip, but stay with me on this. Don Kleppen, do you know the answer to this story? Donnie, you got your ears on? You don't know. How many people? Did you hear the story, though, right? The people got sick on the cruise ship. It's coming back early.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of people got sick. 8,400 people on the ship.
Oh.
That's like a small town.
Well, see, then your odds are pretty good that you don't get sick then.
Exactly. For percentage-wise, it's way low. But here's the thing. You come with me to Alaska. How many people on my ship? My ship, because it's my ship. Completely clean. It's sponsored by Clorox.
8,300.
700.
Wow.
700. It's like a dinghy.
Small town.
It's going to be like a dinghy. We're all going to be next to each other, holding hands, singing Kumbaya, going, look at that whale over there. Oh, my gosh, is that a polar bear? Wait, I think that's Jewel. I can see her snaggle tooth from here.
I hear her yodeling.
Yeah. The sweet yodeling echoes in the Alaskan wilderness.
Wait, listen. Wait, if you listen really closely, I think, just wait, you can hear, if you listen, let's lower the music. I think we're on the ship and we're all there, because there's only 700 of us and we're right next together, and I'm going, look off in the distance right over there. Is that Juno? Is that Ketchikan? Oh, I hear it. I don't think this is selling the trip.
Nice background of the Northern Lights.
The yodeling. Okay, it's going to be so much fun. Only 700 people. Every stateroom has a balcony, and it's all included. If this has been on your bucket list of things to do, it is filling up fast. I want you to go to 630-990-6600, 630-990-6600, or kellycruises.com. Tell them you want to yodel with Lou. You know what? I'll tell you what. If you come with me to Alaska, we will go on the front of the ship, all of us together, and we will take a video of us yodeling while we're at sea.
Send that to me.
Well, I'd absolutely send it to you, right?
I thought you were going to say you're going to do the Leonardo DiCaprio thing for Titanic.
Oh, and then I'll do that. Here's what we'll do. We'll do a contest somehow, and then some lucky person, man or woman, they'll go on the front, and I will wrap my arms around them. Who wrapped whose arms around who in the Titanic?
Leo wrapped his arms around
Kate Winslet.
And did she have her hands up like this?
She had her hands out, yeah.
Yeah, so I will do that, and we'll send you that video, too. That'll all be part of the yodeling with Lou in Alaska. Maybe we should rename the trip.
The Titanic recreation.
Well, other than the crash.
Yes. Yes.
All the love.
No crashing into icebergs.
Right.
No neurovirus. Yodeling and Leonardo DiCaprio redux and then just a lot of fun.
Beautiful.
Okay? So go to kellycruises.com to learn more. I promise you it's going to be a lot of fun. Let's take a call real quick. Right? Ray in Chicago. Ray, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Hey, Lou. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Quick question. First of all, is this true? And then if it is true, is it worth it? I have a four-year-old hot water tank. It's a high recovery, 75-gallon. Is that true that if you replace the anode rod in there within the first couple years, it will lengthen the life of your hot water tank, and is it worth the mess?
It's not a wives' tale. I think that there's people that believe that and people that don't. So for my money, I don't think I would go through the thing. You'd be just as likely to extend the life of the heater if you drained it once a year to get the sediment out of the bottom, as because the anode rod is catching all of that. And so if you drain it once a year, which is easier to do than changing the rod, I think you'll extend the life of the heater, and it's less of a mess. That's my two cents. Thanks so much for the phone call. We'll be right back. All that Alaska talk, and I ran out of complete time to say goodbye and actually crosstalk with John. But thank you so much for listening, everybody. Joe for doing sports, and Don on news, and Lindsay for producing, and Brett for pushing the buttons. All I have to say to all of you is, Slater Cuckoo.